Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Lamed Tes. We are holding three lines from the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. As you recall, the Mishnah back in Lamed Hey Amid Beis talked about kvashin, shedarkin, losis, or toichin yayin. What are kvashin? Kvashin are what we would call today things which are pickled or preserved. For instance, you go and put pieces, you take cucumbers, and you add to them a certain amount of water and a certain amount of vinegar until they turn into pickles. So that's the item over here. What's the problem? Our Mishnah said back on Lamed Hey Amud Beis that they osir b'achila, they're not osir b'hanoah, and one of them is these kvashim that you are preserving a food or you're pickling it. Zokti Gemara, Omer Chizkiya Leish Osir. What did it say in the Mishnah? If it's darkon losseis betoichon yayin, that it was the derech. In other words, it wasn't always the case, but often people put in wine to help in the preserving process. Sorry for that brief intermission, Rabbi Yisai. Again, so the Mishnah says, if it's darkon losseis betoichon yayin, that's the derech, then it's osir ba'achila, but it's not osir ba'no. Really, is that what it says? Let's take a look. Lamed hey amud beis. The Mishnah begins, ve'ele dvarim sh'lev yichom asurin, ve'ein isur nisra hano. And what was one of those things? Towards the end of the Mishnah, last couple of lines, we talked about the kvashin shedarkin losa the toichin yayin b'chaymitz. The derech was to put in yayin b'chaymitz to help in preserving the whatever you're pickling, whatever you're trying to preserve. Zok the Mishnah, it's only osir b'achila and not osir b'ano. Amar Chizkiya, lo yishan. And when do we say that it's only osir b'achila? Ela shedarkin. It's only the derech to put in wine. Avu b'yadua, if you know for sure that he put in yayin esach, then also filu b'ano, then avad it's also b'ano. Because back on Daf Chav Tesamid Beis, when we started off, the Mishnah is dealing with these halachas. Back in Chav Tes, it says, ve'eil dvarim, which are even osir b'ano, and we said, yayin. So if you know for sure that you put in yayin, then the kvashim is not just kvashim. Now it's ashtik yayin. And yayin, whether it's yayin esach or stam yayinim, is also b'ano. Shtim tozo ishtayit in Mishnah Zayit. So what Chizki says is very, very straightforward. If you know for sure, also filibana. You know for sure that you put in wine. Back in the Mishnah, where was that Mishnah? Back on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, we had a machlokes the Gabi Murius. Murius, you recall, is fish hash, which means you go and take the yoach, the fish sauce, and you add in some kirvei dagim, and you add in some other ingredients, and you make...
Ingredients, right?
Well, the question was the wine that you put in. If you remember, Morris said that there are three levels in this.
Mumcha. More expensive than wine, right?
Which is more expensive than wine?
Morais.
It depends on the quality of the morais, and it depends on the first two or the third. That's the previous Gemara. But Lamais is a machloikis in the Mishnah on Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, where the Murius is Mutibana or is Osirbana. There the Rabbanan said Murius is Mutibana. So Freik the Gemara, why? Manishtana. Here you're saying if you know for sure that you put in wine in the kvashim to help out in preserving whatever you're preserving or pickling. If you know for sure, you do Osirbana. But my Murius, they also put in wine. Yet the Rabbanan said that it's Mutar b'ano. Rameir disagrees back in Daf Chav Tes. But Rabbanan hold that it's Mutar b'ano, Manishtana. Everything more very simple. Hasan Avuri Zoyama, Hachalim Tuke Tama. Why did you put in the wine? The reason why you put in the wine, says Rashi, by the Murius, is because there's a very fishy taste. And you want to get away that fishy taste. So therefore you're pouring in wine. Not because you want it to taste like wine. No. You just want to neutralize the negative taste of the fish. Look at the last Rashi. Hosam Cham Laburi Zoyama, the dogim of the fish. Remember we had the Gemara before, when they used to make the tit, they used to go and pour in some wine, because the tit also had a bad stench, so a bad smell, so they put in some wine. So here too, they wanted to take away whatever smell of the fish. There's a stench, and therefore they pour it in the wine. Because they pour it in the wine, to the bottom, that's the ibud. It's not because you want to drink wine. You just want to neutralize the bad effects of the stench of the fish, and therefore, mutter bano. Here, the reason why you put it into the preservative is because you want to give it a more agishmak. You don't want it to have just a taste of whatever you're pickling or whatever you're preserving. You want to give it a shmak. Give it a shmak. Then if you do, because you want to preserve the wine for tasting and drinking and eating as part of that preservative that you're preserving.
Somehow,
yes.
I was under the impression,
yes,
that Yayin Knesset, if we know for sure that Yayin Knesset is, then it's true. It makes no difference what my intention was. Now, I'm just saying what I thought.
You're saying beautifully. But Igmara said when you're making tit, they used to go and add wine. I know for sure there's wine in that tit. Nevertheless, it's mutalach, 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 said because it goes the ibud, not for keeping to drink. We're talking about the same wine over here. We're not talking about wine that's on a container test. Everybody, be careful. This is dangerous. This is Yayin Nesach. It's Yayin of Goyim.
When we had one Sufik, it's Yayin Nesach. But not Yayin Nesach, we had a Sufik. But over here, obviously, that's not. Here comes the more of a new thing. Here comes the more that makes what my intentions are. I mean, I must say, maybe we probably said it before also, but that's not my. Maybe I missed it before.
I'm sure you didn't miss it, but it could be that through your vast knowledge of Shas, you forgot that Nekuda of a few bladigot. But the Gemara said before that if you put in wine just to take away the bad after effects of the tit, then it's a yayin le'ibud, and it does not aser the fas, the barrel in which you pour it in that wine. So the Gemara is saying over here, if it's only le'ibud, it's something similar to today when you have the various medicines and vitamins and stuff, and they put in a little bit of kemach in it to go and to solidify it. There's some fancy English words for it.
Well,
so
I remember that wine, certain things you put in, it ruins.
So they say that you put in
a binder. Go ahead, binder. That's going to be the next article. We're going to have about that too.
Could it be a svara that the Balti is using it for tit? Is a map of the Gezach that proves that's not Yayin Nesach?
The Gemara, Rashi, the Gemara said over there because they are also Ibud, and here it's also the same for Ibud. Anyway, this is the first shita of Cheskiah. Rabbi Yochanan, my Philip, you do a nami mutter. Even if you know for sure he poured into this preservative bottle, it's pickled gherkins, and says in the ingredients, number one, cucumbers, and number two, wine. I know for sure that's wine, and nevertheless, it's mutter bahanot. Why is it mutter? Maishlumi Murius, didn't you say by Murius, lira meyer to asabana? Now we're going to the second man, the Yomer Meir. Meir holds in Murius. You go and mix in some wine into the fish, it's asr bano. Here you're adding wine to the preservatives, and you're saying that it's mutr bano. Why? What does that mean? So it says Rashi, that the reason why you go and pour in wine into the fish, because you're going to go and use it like the new prevalent minig among all of the new generation, that on Friday nights and on Shabbos, besides the shtickle fish, and the bissel achrein, somebody was moired that didn't use chrein for the fish, they used to use it for the flesh. But anyway, but today you have to have 25 different dips of all types and shapes and size, and with that, you don't have the inyan of oinik Shabbos. So if you look at the top, Rashi, husam, meaning bergabe, the fish, the murias, according to the mayor, harimadbilin boy, yutoivel, in other words, he puts a piece of challah into it, and the toivel's in the dip, amachaya, varoitim nechal, vayayin nechal imoy. However, when you're talking about the preservatives, lamushal pickles, the average person, when you go and buy gherkins in your fish, in your pickle bottle, when you finish all of the pickles, there's a lot of roitiv left. What do you do with it? Now, I know some people that actually drink that, but most people do not. Most people go and just pour it out. And therefore, ein oichon roitiv el hayerek, they only eat what's being preserved, lamushal the pickles. The only reason why we're using the wine is only for the purpose of helping in preserving that yerek, those pickles, or whatever you're trying to preserve. But it wasn't for the purpose of eating. Nobody normally eats the roit of the pickle juice afterwards. They pour it off. So therefore, weiter, this pickle juice, not pickle juice, the Murius wine is considered to be part and parcel of the Murius, and that's why people eat it and people dip into it. That's a machai, and Yenaz looked, ah, gewaldig, it's tremendous. She then says, Remeir, it's awesome, but not. Mashain Kane, according by the case of the preservatives, people just pour out the wine subsequently, the whole liquid, so it was only there to pickle and to preserve, but not for eating. Right, the terius truth of Tisha, Engba, Doga, etc., and V'chuli, whenever you see the V'chuli, 99% of the time, the Gemur is going on the V'chuli. What is V'chuli? It says, Chilek. Vos meint Chilek. My Chilek, Omram Nachbar, Abba, Omarab, Zu Sultanus. The Chilek is what's known as the Sultanus fish. I'm not familiar with what Sultanus fish is. The art scroll says that it's a species of tuna. Odiyo, Odanish. Anyway, what's the story of this Sultanus fish? This Sultanus fish is a kosher fish, but unlike most fish, it's born without fins and scales, and only later in life does it grow those fins and scales. Lahabdal, just like by a young boy or a young girl, that he only gets simanim later in life, at the age of 12, age of 13. This Sultanus fish only gets its snapriv kaskas, its simanim, later in life. Ah, zoi bazoi, but I know that it's kosher, because I know eventually it will get those simanim, and therefore it's okay. Umnei ma'asur, so why is it asur in our Mishnah? Since it doesn't have snapper v'kaskeses, it has friends, other fish, which are really dogim tameim, which don't have snapper v'kaskeses, and never will develop any snapper v'kaskeses. And since it's hard to differentiate between one and the other, when a person catches a sultanas fish, very often he thinks it's only sultanas, only the kosher chilek fish. Unfortunately, very often it has ervoina, means the other non-kosher fish, which are mixed in together, they're caught in the same net, and therefore that's why you're not allowed to eat from the chilek fish unless you actually see the snapper v'kaskeses, so you know that it's not one of these non-kosher fish that swims together with it.
I just want to let you know, yes, that tuna, there's a lot of many types of tunas. Most of them are trash.
Uh-huh.
So that's why, especially the Persian tuna, okay. Even tuna fish.
It's okay with me. If that's what you say, fine. Ibn Maskin. Zuki Mar Tana Rabban. Now the Bryce is going to talk about this. If you have fish that at the moment have no fins, no scales, gunished, but our sultanis, which we just spoke about, that is the chilek fish, they are offit, another type of fish like that. Harizeh mutter, even though at the moment it doesn't have any snapper, but if I know, I know that this is the chilek sultanis fish, and this is the offit fish, so even though there are no fins and scales. Now, they're going to come liachas man, you can already eat it now. Now, what happens if it's the other way around? Yeshli achshav, at the moment it does have snapper v'kaskeses. V'asid lahashir, mishbishor sha'olim ne'yam. Eventually, when you're going to take it out of the yam, those snapper v'kaskeses are going to fall out very quickly. Kigoin, the akunis with the afunis, with the kitesfayis, with the achtesavtayis, with the atunis. Which are these? Chmeisnish. Even the Heilig Art School doesn't know what the Taich is. What's it in? They are butter. Where do these funny names come from? So there's a machloikas over here between the Rashi and the Ben Chanan. Rashi over here on the spot doesn't comment, but Rashi, the Kuta Rashi, with Mashmot, as you have seen in the back. But Rashi elsewhere, I think it's Masechta Shabbos, or wherever this Gemara is brought, says that they are Loshin Harsiyim. However, Rabbeinu Chananel here says that kulam loshen yovan hein. This is a machloikis whether these are Persian terms or these are Greek terms, but whichever sounds more Greek from the akunis apunis. But
before,
yes, yes.
Seven different loshonis of matzonis. When you're going by matzonis, the Gemara is once by before.
Yeah.
We also don't know Rashi of the actual words, and the art scroll said they looked up these are Greek words.
Greek words. Oh.
And the art scroll gets the types of each one of those Greek words.
Uh-huh. Okay. So anyway, so these are the type of fish that originally do have snavikas gases. They fall out and they are mutter. In the more modern times, there was a whole discussion years ago, Gabi swordfish, whether they are kosher, not kosher, because they do fall off, don't fall off. I'm not familiar with the
process.
Really? Okay. Very good.
Baruch was very upset. He said, "I'm not going to
eat." Okay,
I'm going to try something. I don't know what I'm saying, but
this is
Sultanus.
This is Sultanus. Yeah.
And this tunas. Now, what you say, kilo shapasi? Over here it says by tunas. It seems to be spelled with a test. and Sultana seems to be spelled with a tuff.
You're but telling me that they're two different.
They both have the word tuna in it.
Okay, so it's like a tuna.
You said that the outpost said on one of them tuna, but maybe the test of the tuff is differentiated in Parsi, Elosha, Parsi, Elosha,
Yom.
In other words, that's
okay.
The difference between them.
Konzai? Konzai? Oh. So you're making shul in between.
Parsi or Yavin uses a tougher test.
Mach shul in between Rashi and Rabbi Chananu, whether it's Persian or whether it's Greek. Okay, Rabbi, so we have a lot more to cover. Zukti Muravaita. Achris Rabavo be Kisri. Rabavo announced in the Shtut Kisri. What did he announce?
Kirve Dogu. It's a port city. They did a lot of fishing.
Port city. And Kisri. Right? What is it called today? Kisaria. Very good. Okay. A lot of fishermen. What did he announce? He said, Kirve Dogu be Ubrin Nikoch Mikol Adam. You can buy it from anybody. Afilif and Agoy. You're allowed to go and buy Kirve Dogim. Those are the innards. And the Ubron and the Roe, the Bayim, the eggs of the fish. Even though they don't have any simonim, you can't go and tell from the Kirve Dogim and Ubron where they happen to be. From kosher fish and non-kosher fish, you can buy it. Why? Cheskos and Einim Boy and Elmi plus of Yaspamia. Those rivers or those communities where they used to go and supply the fish to Kisri, they didn't have non-kosher fish there. If you look at Rashi, plus of Aspamia, fifth line, Ein Dogim Tmei Metzun Sham. In those places, plus of Aspamia, Sinishkevei. And those, and those are both places that were the sole suppliers of fish to this port city of Kisri. Anybody that was in Kisri knew that the fish all came from Plusa Spamia, no kosher, no non-kosher fish in those places. And the Gemara says, not only Kisri, Kiyodim Rabbi Abai had a similar situation. He said, Hai Tzachanta, Vos Main Tzachanta, says Rashi, Tzachanta is Chilek, the same kosher fish that we had in the Mishnah, Debav Nahara, that you find and that you catch in the Nohar Bav, that's the name of it, Bav. Shari, you're allowed to go and eat from that Tzachanta. Aye, didn't we say in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to eat Chilek, because I'm worried about the Ervoina Oile Ima, since, remember, the Chilek is born without Snavik Kaskasis, and its friends, many of them are Dogim Temeim that don't have Snavik Kaskasis. So you're not allowed to eat it. But by you said that Bav Nahara, it's Mutter, my timer. Hilei Mishim Deredifi Maya, maybe because the Bav Nahara are very are rapids that go and flow rapidly. These dogim tmeim that are similar to the chilek fish do not have a chut hasheder, they don't have a spine, and so therefore they don't have a spine. They cannot exist because the rushes and the rapids of this nor are going to destroy these fish. So that's why you don't have to worry. Is that the reason why? We can show from fishermen that they can say, yeah, I don't have non-kosher fish every day. But once in a while, when I go and catch some of these chilek fish, I also get some of the dagim tmeim. Ella, maybe the reason, mishum de malichi mai. Maybe the reason is because the water is very, very salty. Since it doesn't have kalfi, it doesn't have the kaskeses, it doesn't have the scales, is beduchtet malichi mai le matzikoi. It cannot withstand all of this sudden onrush of the melach of the salt. That's really injurious to these to the skin of these non-kosher fish. So we find even in salt water, and it's really salty and salty and salty, that you still have some of these non-kosher fish. So they can exist after all, even in salty water. What's my tina? Rashi says the tina means the fancy English it's called silt, S-I-L-T, which means all the way in the bottom of this river, that river cannot withstand, cannot be megadol dogim tmei. Why not? I don't know. I'm not in the fish business or in the raising of fish, but apparently the just like for planting, you have to have fertile ground for a particular type of whatever, so you have to have good ground for these dogim tmei to be able to exist. And here, the Bav River does not have that type of nutrition and the minerals and the ground, whatever, so they can't live there in Bav Nahara. So you know for sure that the fish is kosher in Bav Nahara. Ravina says that was in the times of Abaye. That's how we started off. He says, however, in it today, things have changed. Because Shafchi Bein Nor Guza and Hargam Dov Yasiri. In more recent years, the government or the fishermen or somebody went and diverted these two Nahores, the Guza and the Gamda, which previously went in other directions, but now they diverted them into the Bav Nahara. So since they are feeders to the Bav Nahara. And unfortunately, our Guz and our Gamda do have non-kosher fish. So guess what? In Bav Nahara, we also have today non-kosher fish. You no longer can rely on what Abaye said, that the Tzachant in Bav Nahara is Sharia, because you have the non-kosher fish coming from these other sources. Right, Omar Abaye. Hayichamra diyama shori, tura diyama is osir. Now, as a brief hakdoma to what Abaye is saying, Rashi brings him more Masechtas Chulin. You see about 10 lines from the top. Koshi yesh bayam, yesh bayabasha. Everything that the Kodesh Baruch Hu created on the dry land you find in the water, anything you find in the water has its parallel on the dry land. Chutz v'nachulde, except for the weasel. Then you don't have the same type of a weasel of the yam. Okay, so now, Zuktin Zigimara, so I have now two fish. One of the fish is called the Chamra Diyama, which is the donkey. The Chamra over here doesn't mean wine. Chamra over here means the donkey of the yam. Tura means the axe of the yam. Now, we all know that by Yabusha, the donkey is the one that's the Busar, the Behemoth Tameya, yeah. And the Torah, of course, is Faker, that happens to be the Behemoth Tahira. Yeah. But when it comes to the yam, it's Punkt Faker. So for you to remember this, the Simonich, Tamei Tor, Tahar Tamei. What is Tamei over here? On dry land, that is the chamor, is tar in the yam. What is tar here on this world, the tar, the shore, in the yam, unfortunately, it's tamay. So remember that whenever you're buying chamor di yama or tur di yam.
If you could give 30 seconds, under a beer from the Rebbelson on this gemara.
Please, please.
Why did Abish to make a tar, tamay?
Yeah.
You look in Peg Shira, every animal sings to a burning shore. How can a chayat tamay or a behemoth tamay or a dog tamay sing to the Abish? He's being yoked by his counterpart.
Ah.
So the power of the Abasha is mighty as power of the Yam. And the Chamar of the Yam is mighty as his counterpart. Each one has one counterpart, it's a kosher.
Beautiful.
With the exception of Svardaya.
Right.
Svardaya is an amphibian.
Right.
So he's always Tameh.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, his pasuk in Perek Shira is Baruch Hashem Kor B'Kisr Lo'elam Vod. It's a pasuk, the only pasuk in Perek Shira without Hashem's name. Since he's Tomei Sabiyam Sari Yabasha, he wasn't Zaycha to say Hashem's name in this year.
Wow. Beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Shkoyach
for sharing that.
Yeah. And
we continue on. Six lines before the wide lines. Umar Ravashi. Shaper Nuna Shari, Kadish Nuna Aser. Again, there are two names of fish. The word Nuna in Aramaic means fish. So Shaper Nuna, the word Shaper usually means it's good, right? Shaper ka'amah, the Gemara has very often. So shari, that's a kosher fish. If it's called kadish nuna, the kadish fish, that's osir. Zok yimar b'simon, for you to remember is, it says in the pasuk kodesh l'Hashem. Kodesh l'Hashem sounds like it's something like osir kehegdish, in other words, like me'ila. Rashi says tam kodesh is osir. So therefore, that's the way to remember the kadish nuna is osir, just like the kodesh l'Hashem is azoyb yeshtik me'ila. Not of course, it's not kodeshim. But that's the simon to remember it. Ikriyamri, there's another version that others said, Kaber Nuna is Osir. If it's called the Kaber fish, that's Osir. Why? The Simonech, not why, but what's the simon? Kivri Oivde Kachom. Just like Kivri Oivde Kachomim are Metameh, so too, this fish is Tameh. The Gemara on the surface is very difficult to understand. These are Simonim, that if you're going to the marketplace and there's a big sign, oh, Kaber Nuna for sale, you should immediately remember, oh,
it's possible. Why?
Because
it lacks simonim.
Why is it a takasa? Yeah, it does not have the simon, correct.
So you can't see if it has simonim or not?
So if right there, good. So we're going to talk about a little bit later in the Gemara what happens if you have a chaticha of fish. So therefore, it's already processed. You're ready.
You can't tell.
Today you go in the marketplace and you go and buy, yeah. You usually don't find. When you win a kleine yingle, I remember you went in, and they used to go and give a zed. Exactly. And they killed it in front of you. But today it's all pre-processed. It's ready cooked. So could we be talking about such a chaticha?
It's too delicate to watch them.
That's number one. Or number two could be like we had before, those type of fish where they're born without the simonim, just like we had the chilik fish and the tzachanta fish is born without it. Or the other fish, these Greek and Persian fish, that initially do have it and then afterwards lose it, so you're not going to be able to...
That's my question. Over here, is that one of those fish?
It doesn't say. But I'm saying, to answer your question, how come you can't tell? Because not on all fish can you automatically tell. So he said, if it's called kabanuna, you know it's osir. Yeah. You have the simen kibri avdikham. So what does that mean, kibri avdikham? Because kibri avdikham happened to be metame. So fengichach. It's a wonderful simen. But let me ask you, and kibri Yisrael are not metame. Is a kohen allowed to go into Beis HaChayim? Avad and Ish. If anything, it's punk faket.
Sorry? Was ist der Geuse gestorben?
Ah, ich das verstehe, ich verstehe.
Ich bin maske mit euch.
But remember, when it comes to dinner of Tumah v'tahara, the Gabi Mesim, where is the Tumah greater or more chomer? Is it by Yidin or by Goyim? Exactly. When it comes to Stam Mag Umasa, it's even the Goyim are metame. By Ba'oil, the only one that's metame. And here we're talking about a caver. So l'choyda, caver you worry about, you can be mad. It could be, you're going to touch it. Konzai. But l'choyda, if you're talking about oil, then by Yidin is dachnach erger than by Goyim. So Toysis already b'mex. This is not my kasha. And Toysis had tak in other girsa. If you look at Toysis, Hochi Garcin and Rashi, rather our Rashi doesn't comment on all of this, but Toysis brings a Girsa from Rashi, apparently he had another Madurim Yom et Rashi, script down about halfway, it says, V'ikka di Amri, you have to see about 5-6 lines in. V'ikka di Amri, Kever Nuna Ishori, V'simonech, Kivri Oivdi Kachovim, Eino Metavim Ba'oyel. Oh, not like we said in our Gemara, Kever Nuna is Osir. Rabbi Yisai Rabbeinu Tam says, you're allowed to eat Kever Nuna. And it's not mitam in the seminars. Give me up because I'm coming. And not mitam of oil. Okay. So it's another girsa altogether. Good. Right to the mark. Rabbi Kiva ikl le Ginzak. Rabbi Kiva came to Ginzak. You remember we had this a few days ago. He came to Ginzak. They asked him three questions. Toysi said it wasn't Rabbi Kiva. It was Marukva. Exactly. Anyway, so Rabbi Kiva came to Ginzak either the same time. But they brought him a fish. It looked just like a chipusha fish. Is that good or bad? So look, Rashi chipusha, a dog tummy. It was a dog which was not kosher. Now, this nuna was dummy. It looked like a chipusha fish. But we couldn't tell whether it's taka, the chipusha fish, the dog tummy, or not. So he said, I have a good eitza for you. Chafi b'dikula. Go and put it covered over with a basket. And eventually it's going to die because it will have lack of oxygen. And remember, when it comes to fish, you don't have to shech the fish. So they put it, the kulit took the basket, covered it over. And what happened, says Rashi, eventually pirches, it started jerking around, just like you say about behemoth, it's mefarches. And as a result of that pirches, zuktimara chozebe kalfi, the kalfi meaning the kaskeses, the scale started falling off. And therefore, they were able to say, oh, tzitake, a kosher fish after all. Look at Rashi halfway down.
Fins they saw, I guess.
Your fins are easy to see.
Right, okay.
Chafi b'dikula. Look at the Rashi, but halfway down. Chafi b'dikula, kisol b'sal, uperches, and started jerking b'toychai. V'noshru klifim. And now the kaskeses fell off. V'niru b'dafneim. They were able to see through the doifin, kaskasim dakin. Clenching a small little scales. They weren't of a massive scale. They were very mini scale. But lamasa, they were scaled. So therefore he said, it's kusha v'yusha. And the Gemara says similarly, Ravashi ikla de tam duria, he came to tam duria, aisla kamehu nuna, again they brought him a fish, davidomi lit lufcha. What's heis it's lufcha? Zogt Rashi of the lufcha fish, zogt Rashi, dag ushmoi angila, and in the article it says that means eel, belaz, E-E-L, we know an eel, of course, is a non-kosher fish. I understand. But he says it's an angel, an eel. Anyway, the point is that it looked like an eel. What he did was he picked up the fish towards the sun. Like you want to see something clearly, he took it towards the sun. He said, oh, look very carefully. Now I'm putting it in the sun, you can see the reflection of the sun. Tzimchi means scales. The shiny zukt is his kusha v'yusha. The
eels are not kosher,
that's right. The eels are not kosher. This looked like one of the lemaisa. By picking it up, he saw just a jackanishka eel. Ravashi.
Ravashi.
Oh. E-E-L is the fish. Yeah, it's a type of fish. It's a reptile fish. Okay. Ravashi iklal hu asr. Ravashi came to a place. Aisa lekamei nuna nochmo gebrengt aza nuna aza fish. Tavidomi lishaper nuna. We said before about the shaper nuna that shaper, that it's a kosher fish. Chafi b'mishichli chivri. What he did was he covered it over with white kalim. Shichli means like basins, like kalim. He covered it over with that, with the white. And then apparently it was similar to our glass, which was transparent. Choze be kilfi. He was able to see the kilfi on the other side. The reason is, said Rashi, because those kilfi were dark. The sides of the walls of this container were white. So he saw the contrast of the black against the white. And he says, Bisharia, it's as clear as black and white that you're allowed to go and eat it because there are kaskeses after all. Rabbi Baruchana, Ikl the Akr the Agma. He came to Akr the Agma. Krivule tzachanta. They brought them tzachanta. And the Busmai tzachanta, so Rashi on the sixth line at the top said that's the chilek fish that we had in the Mishnah. Remember, chilek fish grows initially without the snapper of a kaskeset, then only develops that later on in life. So therefore, it is a kosher fish. The only reason why you're not allowed to eat chilek, said our Gemara, because of ervoina, because of the bad chaverim. Don't have bad chaverim. You have to be with kosher chaverim. So they brought him tzachanta. So now, this was apparently in some sort of restaurant or whatever, and he heard somebody at the next table saying about that tzachanta fish, this shmeck like bati. Now, bati was a non-kosher fish, Rashi says, v'shem dag tamei. Since that other guy on the other table is referring to this tzachanta as bati, shma minat dvavatamei ispe. Epis muzach zan a problem, because why would he call a bati? Bati is not kosher. Tzachanta is kosher.
Not to be confused with baka.
Not to be confused with other types of bati. Yeah, like bati Yisrael, etc. Anyway, sezukta, and therefore leyochel mina. He didn't eat from it. He said, I'm not going to touch it. Let's safra the next morning. Ayin ba. Apparently they had some of the tzachanta fish left over, and now it's takim ayin. When it was clear daylight, he probably took it to show it to the sun, and he looked under a microscope. Medigan sabasa. In the middle of the tzachanta fish, he saw a taka rangi shmuggled in the side and the bottom and the middle. No, it was taka dovetami from a non-kosher fish. Karlanafshi said about himself, a person who goes erlich and has bitochen in the Boy Yishlam and his machmir, kechutri shel sara, metaktik b'mitzvahs, Kodesh Baruch Hu won't allow him, chas v'sholem, to... Chas v'sholem fall into sin.
So,
it won't happen to him. Good, right? No occurrence, no happening. Yeah. Kolovin for the lushan oven is any type of tuna, any type of accident, any type of bad thing. Yeah. Now that was the next one in the Mishnah. Kushal Chiltis again is one of those which is Osir Bachila, but not Osir Bahanoah. Vos Heisa Chiltis. Rashi in the Mishnah said Chiltis is a type of peri, a type of fruit. But as we'll see in our Gemara, it wasn't just Stama fruit, it was a very sharp fruit. Perhaps similar to a lemon, for instance. Let's throw that out as an example. What's the din over there? My time, why is it Osir Bachila Mishum? To Mifsiki Lei B'Sakina. Because you go and cut it with a sakin, and maybe the guy that owned this Chiltis, this fruit, cut it and made nice slices with a sakin, and the sakin had in it schmaltz and non-kosher ingredients from other cuttings. Therefore, you cannot go and eat from it. You cut it with a sakin. Didn't we say before, as long as it's not a ben yoimoy, any type of blias that it has is not a problem. So why can't you go and buy and eat the chiltis, even though it was cut with a non-kosher sakin? Because this chiltis is very sharp, as we said before, what happens is that the sharpness of the fruit goes into the knife, and chiltis is the fruit. So that fruit is very sharp, like a lemon lamushel. So machayelei, it causes the shamnunis in the, which is nivla, the bliois inside the knife, to become machalia. Machalia literally means to be mamakoi, says Rashi, to sweeten. It don't mean so much to sweeten, it's more like a tchias amesim. So we say, noisetam levgam is mutter. As vegan. If you were able to extract and purge all of these flavors and all of the bliois, you would see mekedes nishasim. However, once you add a little bit of lemon to it, now it's a machai, it's a matkoi, it's kishmak. And then you could even put it on a fancy menu at a fancy chasana. Yeah, was up there?
When you cut with a knife, it becomes a more chima, no? When you're cutting with a knife, it makes it a more chima in general.
It's more generally, especially if it has pigias, pigimois, because then the shamnunus is very hard to extract. So sometimes you have even be'en besides the blias. But if you know for sure Lamusha doesn't have any pigimois, it's just a very sharp knife, so you're not worried so much about the ben if you did a good scraping and a good smearing and all the rest, but you'd have to worry about the blias. Now those blias, like any other kli that belongs to a goy, noisen tam levgam is mutter. However, because it is so sharp, if you go and use it now to cut something which is itself very, very sharp, then the sharpness of the food item can reawaken all of the.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Good, so we're on the same page. Okay. Maybe Mesechta Chulin will have more discussion. Because of this chuz of aneir, because it's chias amazim, this nois tam levgam all of a sudden become nois tam leshvach, and that's why it's awesome. Now the Gemara tells us the story. Avdid Reblevi. Reblevi had an avid. Have a kamaz bin chiltisa. He used to go and sell chiltis under the auspices and under the hechsher of Reblevi. Reblevi eventually passed away. Now this Eved continued selling Chiltisa. And they came to Rabbi Yochanan. Can we now continue eating? For the last 25 years, we've been always buying every single Erev Shabbos Chiltisa from the Eved of Reblevi. Of course, we assumed that Reblevi was the Mashkiach and under his auspices, Al Kush Yusha. Reblevi never Chiltisa. Can we continue buying from that Eved? So they asked Rabbi Yochanan, Amrulay, Ma'alim Mizmane, Kemivaita, Amrulahu, Abdishul Chava, Hariku Chavar, and Eved of a Chavar has the same din of a Chavar even after the Petira of that Chavar, unless, and this is going to be a Braisa, which Gemara is going to bring in another 5-6 lines, unless there's a Chshat. In other words, someone afterwards said, oh, no, I saw the Eved go into a non kosher fish store and he bought in some fish, and Gemachtu Agamse Shmai Drai, that's a different story. But otherwise, he remains with his Chazakah as long as there's no chshad that he did something wrong. And the Gemara tells a simile. Ravuna bar Menyumi, Zovent Chalta, he bought Chedas, in other words, for Tzitzis, me Anshirabesa. Anshirabesa means Bnei Bayis, means the wife of Rav Amram Chasida. Amram Chasida, Gaisel Chasidim, Ben Agrois Achuz, Agrois Erlechid. And he apparently was learning the whole time, Chasidis, or learning Torah and Kabbalah, whatever. And his Rebbetzin, the Anshirabesa, would sell Chedas probably to make money for the Mishmucha. Also, the Kamed Rabbi Yosef. Unfortunately, Amram Chasid already passed away. And so now the one asked Rabbi Yosef, can we continue buying from the Rebbetzin, the Almuna of Amram Chasid, can we continue buying the Tcheles? Well, have Biyudei. He didn't know the answer. Paul Gabe, so the next Poisik that he saw Chanan Chayta. I don't know if it was a Poisik or not, but Chanan Chayta, Chayit usually means a tailor. So he asked him, Nuvos Halt Ir, about this Tcheles. Maybe he had something to do with weaving a talis, and they used to go and add the trellis to it, so therefore he was perhaps more familiar. It doesn't say what all the circumstances were, but he asked, Chunan Chayta Umalei, Yosef Anya Minolei. He said, Nebuch for the Yosef Anya. That means the poor Rabbi Yosef that you asked. How was he supposed to know? Add to the fact, remember, Rabbi Yosef, not only was he not in the tzitzis and chelis business, but unfortunately he was a saginur, he was a sumer. So he probably wouldn't recognize chelis even if you showed it to him, because he can't tell whether it's kul ilon or chelis, he can't only say. So in other words, the poor Rabbi Yosef, what are you bothering with these types of shalas? But I'll tell you...
Uni is of Anya, Uni,
Asumis
is about Uni, Uni
the Kameis. So Moshe Chaim reminds us that there are four which are Nibne Kameis. What are the other three besides the sumer?
Tzoyra and Ein Leibunim.
Ein Leibunim and Mitzoyra. And
Uni,
Suma, Ein Leibunim, a Mitzoyra, and an Uni.
And
an Uni,
yeah.
Right, all of them are considered Kemet. Okay, very good. So you're saying very beautifully, Yosef Anya, he means to say Chas V'Shalom like Yosef Mes, Rachmon Utzlan, because he can't see. Good, Anya. Minolei, Zuktum B'diav Ivda, but I can go and tell you, Icha Gata Mas. Dezvina Techelta Me Anche Lebeise De Rabbe Nur. I bought Techelis from the wife of Rabbi Noah, Achvad Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Vatsu the Kamid Rabbi Masna, they showed him from the Rabbi Masna, Loi Habi Yude et Och Nishkevis the Psaka Lucha, Asu the Kamid Rabbi Yude Mehe Groin, therefore I took the Rabbi Yonim Meironia, Omali Naflis Liad, Rashi says, it's as if Naflis Liudi, you fell into my hands, in other words, I have the Psak for you, Hochia Mishmil, Eishas Chobari Kichover, and therefore just like you can go and trust Rabbi Amram Chasida, you can go and trust the Almuna, even after he passes away, Tetun Rabbunan, like we have in the Braisa, Eishas Chobah Hari Kechover, Abdish Chobah Hari Kechover, that's the previous case, the Eved Shalevi, and even Chobah Shemais, Ishtoi, Ubunav, Ubnei Beisa, Ubnei Beisa includes Avodim, Arahim Bechaz Korsan, Adshi Yechoshtu, until Lizab Sechshad, the people go and put up Pashkevillin, we saw that the Almuna, Altsin Yitzin is here. He was, remember, there's also an Indian of business, right? Isn't the Chazal Hichi a Yid Mitrochnius? People have to make money. So this person has been selling for all these years the Kula Elon, or he's been selling the Chiltis. And Baruch Hashem, he has a steady market. If he's going to start playing games, then he knows that he's going to lose the whole thing. One, two, three. Sorry, Nachmul?
Not Kula Elon was safe.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I meant that the Shalat Chavis, instead of Kula Elon. Yeah, in the Besengerach. So he knows that if he's going to start playing around, Ed Fafalan, the Ganze Yikishav, right, he's going to lose his business. So until you hear.
So one lamb brought is real, you lost reputation forever. That's right. Once. You do it once. That's it. You're out of business.
Yeah, exactly. So if we fish tight.
My mother used to say, as long as it's. My mother used to say, as long as it's, my father was a roof.
I'm just kidding. My father was a roof. Okay. Same thing with Gabi Chutzah. Chutzah doesn't mean a chutzah of a private individual. How is that different than the chuver shemeis ishtibunim? The chutzah of him means more like a market, like the shuk. The shuk where you buy tchelis. If for the last 50 years, anybody that needs tzitzis always comes to the shuk, you can assume that it's kusha. My father bought there, my zayde, my elder zayde bought there. Untouched the bus, unless you hear a psachshad. Oi, I heard that Kula Elon just came in, it's under the table, my machtu kinsin. So then you got to stay away. Okay, turn about. Eishes amuret, shenissis lechavr. She was originally an Eishes amuret, and now the husband died, get whatever, and now she marries a chavr. Zivik shiny. Good. V'chein bita shel amuret, shenissis lechavr. She was grown in a family, she was raised in a family of amuret, and she marries a chavr. V'chein avi shel amuret, shenimkel lechavr. Each one of them has to go and make a declaration. Rabbi Yisai, from now on, I'm going to go and act in accordance with Dibri Chaveiris.
What means Dibri Chaveiris? It's not automatic.
It's not automatic at all. Yeah. How are you Makabal Dibri Chaveiris? Says, what means Makabal Dibri Chaveiris? Rashi, Shiyoichli Betahara, V'Shiyosri Peiris, Ikiyoitz Behen. There were certain chimris that the Chaveirim had and the Amaratim did not have. Lamushel, a chuver always ate everything, even in tchilin, he ate the tahara, because a mul, he's going to have kudishim lemushul, or if he was a kohen, a mul, he's going to have trimmer. So he didn't want to have three different sets of plates, besides the milchiks, the fleishiks, the paisach, the parva, he's going to have trimmer plate, and have kudishim plate, everything he gets from the tahara. Or she also paid us. They were very, very makbet to give. Only by amaratzim, you have to go and give by demai, and even there, roiv amaat amuret maasrin hay. But there was a percentage that did not. But by chaverim, they were all very, very makbid on trimis mit maasris. You never had to worry. So again, if you had previously, she was an eishes amuret, and yet vetsi an eishes chuver, she has to take upon herself a declaration: I'm going to go and be a chuver, a chavera from now on, and that's good. And they continue with that reputation until you have a chshat. But now, forget it. She was originally Eishes Chuv. Then she married an Amuret. And the Gemara leaves out a key point, and that is, and the Amuret's Nuchtem is Gishtarm. The Amuret's died, or he gave her a get. And now she remarries to a new Chuver. Does she have to take upon herself new Chavrshaft declaration? The Braise Nisht. So even though temporarily she was married to an Amuret, but now she remarries to a Chuver. And now was sold to a Chuver. You don't have to go and take upon yourself a new Divrei Chaveiris, because they already Divrei Chaveiris from before, right? From the first Zivik. She was an Eishes Chuver, even though temporarily she was married to Amuret, maybe for 25 years. But now when she marries again a Chuver, she doesn't have to make a new declaration. She's Chuzavineir. The whole time we assume that she's a Chuver. Fine. Divrei Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af ein tzrich lechab divrei chaveiris lechilchila. No, I respectfully disagree. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Meir, you are an Eir lechiyitz, if a shtaitnish, if a shtaiz I get. Once she was married for a period of time to Amuret, then her standards fell terribly. Yeah, she wants to go marry a Chuver, she has to make a new declaration. V'chein ha'yir Rav Shimon Luzo Omer. Unfortunately, he must have been frail or weak. He had a cast, whatever it was. So she would help him put the tefillin on his arm. This is Lamoiches. Subsequently, that Chuver never passed away.
It's not going to be because at that time they used to make the cash every day.
Okay. No.
Fine.
Nisus Lamoiches, eventually her husband passed away. That's probably why she was helping with the tefillin, and some of you raised an invalid, Nebuchadnezzar being gesinnt. Anyway, he passed away. Nisus Lamoiches, now she married a Moiches. All of the Moiches in the good old days were considered to be gazlonim and low lives, etc. The reason is because the minig was that the king did not want to have to go and send tax bills to every single person in the Malicha. So in every single village, he would go and appoint a particular person as the Moiches. Your license of Moiches, you have to produce for me every year $25,000. How you do it from your own pocket, from everybody else's pocket, I don't care. So therefore, the Moiches was able to go and do whatever he wanted, and he made a nice profit. Instead of, you know, charging whatever, he would charge double, and then he pocketed the rest. He only had to produce the 25, and anything more than that belonged to him. So we're considered to be Gazlan. So what happens? She now married the Moiches, and now the Gemara says, "Voisa kasheres like kishrei Moiches al Yudai." She now, instead of being kosher tefillin, she was kosher kishrei Moiches. Kishrei Moiches means a receipt. How exactly you go and tie receipts on a Yudah, I'm not exactly sure. But what he means to say is that until now, she even had a froat tzedekis. She would help out her husband with tefillin. And now, Nebuch, she fell in mit dem Moiches. Now she's helping out her husband in making these fraudulent receipts or receipts for taxes in New York, taxes in New York, taxes. So you see that you can fall. So if she wants to now marry after the Moiches a new chaver, she has him a kabbal again, the chaveris, like Rabbi.
Where are you? The last Rashi.
Okay, you mean the Rashi before the last Rashi. Kishrei Moiches, chaisumes, chaisumes are receipts. Lenoisi meches, those people that paid the meches, kadeshli yitvum chaveirov, umeshores the bamachers. You shouldn't have to pay twice. That's why you always you'll get a receipt. Good, fine, nothing happened. We're best friends. We continue on. Omarav. Chavies, usim chaisum mechad. Champag, mit bechaisum mechad. Now, you can see the Tvai Shtrechlech on Chavis and Champag. These are, of course, Rushatayvus. So you don't have to start kratzing your head, Vus for Rushatayvus, because Imur tells us. What is it? Chavis is Chula Busa Yain Tchaydus. Now, before we continue on, what is the Haluch of Rav? Chavis, those four, Chula Busa Yain Tchaydus, Usa Bechoysa Mechad. If you want to go and buy it from a Goy, and you know you were told that the origins are Yid, then you have to have two Chaysamas, Chaysam Betoy Chaysam, like you have by Fleisch, the Gabi. Yayin. So he says that the four items that you go into the supermarket, it has to be a choysim. One choysim is not enough. You have to have a double choysim. What are those four? The chavius is rishitayvus chulav is milk, busar flesh, yayin is wine, tchelis that you're buying for tzitzis. We're going to explain this more on the Umid Beis momentarily. What's the champag? Champag, you don't have to have a double choysim. Mitum choysim echon, one choysim is enough. And that champag, we'll see in a moment what this is. So the first four we said are usa. That's the chavius chula busa yain tchelis asir mechoisa mechad. Now why are they usa mechoisa mechad? So the top Rashi explains what the malice are of these four, that you have to worry that the goy might have machta a switch with an exchange, and therefore you have to have choisa betoy choisa. We see top Rashi asir mechoisa mechad leshaga biyadivukum. If you have a delivery boy who is a goy, oh, you have to have a double choisa. The kivin. Now go back to those four, busar and tchelis. The main yikarim, kosher meat vis-a-vis non-kosher meat, everybody knows, is a big, big difference in price. And the difference between tchelis and kula ilan is also a big difference in price. And therefore, turuchim mizayif lachlifim, we have to worry that this guy wants to make a lot of money, so he might go and switch the kosher meat for the non-kosher meat and the tchelis for kula ilan and pocket the difference. So therefore, mizayif, that's why you have to have a double choisim. Val yain lenaskoi, or yain to either menasech or the stam yenim, etc. So these three, a goy is willing to, if you will, to be a little moisa nefesh, to make some extra funds. And therefore, choisim echad is not enough. You have to have a choisim betoy choisim. This is cool of milk. What's it mean? Kosher and non-kosher? The difference in prices is very, very, very minimal.
Should be minimal.
And the Gemara is going to ask, come on, we'll see Mechim shortly in the Gemara. Now that was the chavius. Now we get to the champag. Champag is rishatavis. Chiltis, that's our sharp fruit that we spoke about, like a lemon type of thing. Murius is the fish hash that we keep on talking about. Pas is pas akum. And gvina, that's betur mechoisa mechad. There you don't have that same type of concern. And the reason is because the difference in price is a kleinekite. You see Rashi in the third line, chiltis, lahachlev zeh bezeh, partuhu demahani, v'leitorechem zayiv. The ganze chile between chiltis, fish and another similar fish, yeah. It's a kleinigkeit, 5 cents more, 10 cents more, and it's not worth his while to go and start playing with the choysim. Choysim echad, reputation as well as the tircha, and having to open the choysim, putting it back together again, and you know, and sealing it, it's a ganze mulucha. So therefore, by the chiltis, and by the murias, also the difference between one murias and the other, and pas, and gvina, all of these things, you don't have to worry, the choysim echad. Shai. Now, let's go back to pas. Pas is from the second list, from the champag, that what choysim echad. Pas lamay nechesh, what's
the
shai?
Why even one?
The
question is, why need one?
Why even need one? What's the shai? Either, why do you need one, or why does Rav need to talk about it? Isn't it a dove of pashit? Anybody that you would ask, of course choysim echad is enough for pas. So why don't you even have to get into it? Lamay nechesh lam. You're afraid that he's going to switch a kosher loaf of bread for a non-kosher loaf of bread. So what is the situation? If one of them happens to be fresh bread from today, and the other one happens to be bread from yesterday, so that's karira means that it's already cold. Chamima means it's fresh. Mediyadi, so you can go and tell.
Yes.
Did this just come out of the oven, or was it from yesterday? Kem tachbal teken, and the chile between one and the other. If you're telling me that one is wheat bread and the other is barley bread, nami meyadiya, anybody can go and tell it in between wheat and barley. Oh. If they're exactly the same, kikim deka choisem echad loy torach umezayif. If there's only one choisem, he says it's not worth my while. The chilek in price, the chilek in quality, they're basically both the same. Because after all, the differences between a roast beef and a kosher of animal, and you know from a nevela fleish, where it could have been a treif from a nevela, so there could be a big difference in quality. So the price could reflect better quality, and that's why the guy is willing to be moisen nefesh. You have to have two choisemis. But if you're talking about bread, he's not going to be mezayif. He said, I see one choysim on it, I'm not going to open it, it's not worth my while. Oh, v'rav, ma'ishna gvina d'leitorach mezayif, cholav nam leitorach mezayif. We have a chilik between the chavius and the champag. Chavius, remember, that included cholav. That was the first one. Chula busayayim. There, asuma choysim, you have to have two choysamis. By the case of champag, the last one was gvina, obviously they're both milchiks, and obviously you take milk and you put in it the rennet that we had before the cave or the or cave to make gvina. So why should be enough gemina between the cholov and the gvina? It's not worth his while and his time and expense and his efforts to go and be mezayif to unopen. Yeah, what he needs. Amar of kanim, apik cholov va'ayil chatichas dog she'im by simon. You're talking right. Take out chulav, and the ches does not stand for milk. It stands for a chatichas dag. This we spoke about earlier, right? You have that the dog was already killed, and they now give slices there in the fish market, and you can't see any snapper kaskeses. It's all cleaned off. You don't see fins. You don't see scales. So what's the din now? Oh, chatichas dag shemesimin. There you have to have choysam betai choysam. Frey Timora, oy bazoi. Aren't we repeating ourselves? Haine busa, because in chavius ches now means the chatichas dag. And then beis means busa. Okay, busa taki means flesh. But this is psar dogim, says Rashi. It's also a form of busar, if you will. And so therefore, why do we have to repeat it twice? Everyone trey kamni busa, you're right. There are two different types of meat. This happens to be meat, which is fleshy meat, and this is fish meat. But they're all, since they're two different types. So that's why he repeats both the chatichas dag and busar. Peri. Ushmul ayman. Rashi points out that Shmuel does not argue with Rav at all. Rather, he only gives slightly different simonim because he leaves out one in each case. So by Shmuel, we had chavius previously. He takes out the ches. It's only by his saucer. Which is the ches that we just had now? That's the chatichas dag. Why do you leave that out? The Gemara will address that momentarily. He doesn't argue with Rav. He agrees with Rav. By his saucer, b'chaysim echad, you have to have a double chaysim. Mochoik, mutter b'chaysim echad. Now, what do we leave? I'm sorry?
He took out the pay.
He took out the pay. Which is a pay? That's the pas. He took out the pas. Okay, we're going to address that momentarily. Machak, mutter b'chaysim echad. What are these two rishitavis? Bias is busa yayin tcheles. He took out the ches from chavius. Asun b'chaysim echad. Murius, chiltis, and vina mutarim. That's the machag that we have now. It's not champag because we took out the pas. So he switched around the order. He makes it mochoik. And therefore you have mem gzuntai. Mem ches gimel. Same things. Mutarim b'chaysim echad. Great, Gimar. So now the question is, gzuntai. Why did Shmuel leave out in one case the chaticha of dag? And he left out the pas on the other case. So Timur, the Shmuel chatichas dag shem basimin hainabusa. Like we said before, tregam nibusa leamin, the teretz that Rav gave, or that the Gemara gave, I'll leave it to Rav, that one is dag the Busar of the Dag. And this is Busar of Busar. Ah, come on, give me a break. Busar, 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 it's all basically the same. That's the main course in your meal. Whether you're talking about giving a shtick fish, you're giving a shtick flesh. So that's why he left it out. Not that he disagrees. He says you don't have to repeat it. Eat on a fish and flesh are the same. Even though during the 9 days, there's a big difference between fish and flesh, as we all know. But for these purposes, everybody ate a fish diet. This is always. What about the pay? The Gemara doesn't address the pay over here. Yeah, what's the pay? The pass that originally because of this, Rashi says that we have a misprint in our Gemara. This discussion about the pass that we had before really should come in over here, and we should be asking according to Shmuel, how come you left out the pass? Just like how come you left out the ches? How come you left out the pay? And that whole discussion that we had before, the reason why he leaves it out, he says, because it's a double portion. Because if it happens to be this is warm and this is cold, this is Matthias. If it's chit v'sari, you're the deal. If they're exactly the same, he's not going to bother. So therefore, I don't have to go and list it. Says he wants to have such a double portion. He left it. See, if you look at the Rashi, third, fourth line, lepas my nechishla, klal ligus in here, leave it out. Hacha, el b'milzin ishmuel garsin in law. But when he comes to Shmuel, we'll go now skip down to Shmuel. So Rashi Shmuel, loy palagadrav, alikasova, loy tzarech, lansasluchi simna, lemisni achatichas dagli iser, valpaslahatir, kinemfarish viyozel. I agree with Rav 100%, but you don't have to waste time talking about dag. Dag is the booster dag, the same thing as booster, it's the same thing. And pass, everybody understands. If you can recognize the difference, then you don't even need a chaisim. This is kushim breitzenish. And if you talk, you can't tell the difference, but it's not worthwhile to go and break open the chaisim because of the very insignificant difference in price.
So what's the supplements about pass? What do you need?
So you talk, don't need to. My sagmor says you have to have chaisach.
Why do you need pass? If you
could
see by yourself.
You have to look in Shulchan Aruch. Our Gemara says you only need one chaisim, you don't have to have a double chaisim. Turn it about. Ein loichem yemach mechag b'Suria. You're now going to go and buy these items in Syria. Now, it's very important to add. Here we're talking about buying from Yidden in Syria, not buying from Goyim. You're now going to go and buy from Yiddish storekeepers. What's the reason why, says Rashi? Because these Yiddish storekeepers, even though for themselves they had a kosher home, Erlich, fine, good, but for Parnusa, unfortunately, they were not makbid alefnei evil esita in Mechshol, and a number of their items and ingredients that they sold in their stores, they bought from Goyim, and they say, you know, caveat emptor, you're buying, you're the customer, you figure it out with this kosher not. I'm not getting involved with this kosher not. You, that's your problem. Yeah. Look at the Rashi. Yeah. I'm not making this up. Keep it Rashi. Ein loichin yimach machag. Almost halfway done. Shechen vodim shebesuri yachashidi. Like kapti. They're not makluf neiver. Like sita mechshol. Nizabnu liYisrael dvarim shelokum and oyvei chavu. And they sell to Yidden things that they bought from the Goyim. Miu inu gufayu. Leachlis chasher. Yichayes in Israel. Here when the chayir atzadik. Hilkach im nisarach etzloi mitzulachli mlenafkin mulvin. If one of these chanvunim invite you to come to his home for Shabbos for a meal, that you're allowed to go and eat, because he's going to serve you whatever he's serving himself. Fazich alayin is erlich. Afayanim, but you're allowed to eat in his home, because he's going to serve you whatever he is serving to himself. I don't want to make a mamish exactly a parallel, but there are stores in Buru Park, I think in Buru Park, that sell salads in a container, which has a hechsher, some sort of K from California. And I think it's San Francisco, if I'm not mistaken. Oh. So I once called up someone who's a bucky in the kashrus field, and he says that heksher is worthless. What do you mean it's worthless? Is it not kosher lettuce? If it was kosher lettuce before they put on the kashrus symbol, then it's kosher. If it was non-kosher lettuce because it had bugs, it's not kosher. That heksher is not, it's leimal of leimoyed. So how can the frum storekeeper? It's not my problem. You figure out what this hechsher happens to be good or not. You know, if you want to rely on it, it's good. If you don't want to rely, don't. It's somewhat similar. Not mamish, presumably, if you would know that it's not reliable, you wouldn't sell it. But. Okay, anyway, let's get back to argument. So you can't automatically assume just by going to a kosher store that everything is kosher. You have to be careful. Okay, so back to argument. Tanaban, ein lechem yemach mechag b'suria. What are the ruchot tevis here? Lo yayin, v'loy murias, v'loy cholov, v'loy melech, Salkundris, we haven't spoken about that. The Mishnah brought it. We're going to talk about that in another few lines. V'loi chiltis, that's the fruit that is very sharp. V'loi gvina. Ela min ha-mumcha, unless you go to a mumcha. Mumcha normally, of course, means an expert. Here, the Mefarshim say it really means someone that you know is trustworthy and reliable. those that say mumcha means an expert, it means he's mirsis, he doesn't want to lose his reputation as being a mumcha. If he's ever going to go and sell something which is not kosher, there'll be a scandal, shein kamoyin, he's going to have to run away. Like Nebuchadayid from Muncie from 20 years ago, that was selling non-kosher meat. Okay. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, so in Surya, you can't even buy from a Jewish storekeeper. The Kulan, however, any one of these people or any one of these products, in the Sarah Chetzel Balbais, if he invites you to his house, Mutter, like Rashi said, because he private in his own home, he keeps kosher to the nth degree. Siler, Pshibin Levi, Pshibin Levi. Shogali Balabais, Lebesoi. What happens if one of these Balabatim sent you a present of food to your home? Mutter. Why is it Mutter? My time, because Balabais, Leshovi, Ketayr, Vyochalisur. For his Zichalain, he is Makbid, he's going to only eat Heter. If he sends you a present from his own, the assumption is he's sending it from your, from his own, his own koch, from his own kitchen where his wife cooked a kovet Shabbos, and now he's sending you a piece of kegel or something. You can assume that's from his own stuff from at home, and therefore it's kosher. Right, Umelech Salkundus, we just spoke about that a moment ago, statements in Mishnah, that it's Usa Bachila, but not by Hano, Freytimor, Vusid de Melech Salkundus. Om Rav Yira Mishmiel, Melech Shekol Salkundre Roimi Oichlen Oisa. Salkundri, Saksurashi, means Nachtoimim. Nachtoimim are bakers. The bakers in Rome, if they eat from it, that's the Melech Salkundris that we're talking about. What's the Shaila of Melech Salkundris? So Rashi tells us, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily, that to keep the salt, apparently, as one shtick, they used to go and pour into it kirve dagim temeim, and as a result, you had a shtick of salt, and then you took the salt home, and you probably banged on it a few times to make it into salt that you can use either for kashering animals, kashering the busar, or for table salt. If you look at Rashi in the middle of the Umid, Salkundri Roimi, Zuk Rashi, Nachtoimin Shibaroimi, those are the Roman, the Nachtoimin, the bakers. Oichlen Oisa. For Usa, why is it Usa? Vishim Shim Arvin Bo Kirve Dagim Tameim, they used to mix into the salt Kirve Dagim Tameim. For Chatichas Gedoilis Oisa Mimena, and as a result, they were able to make large pieces of salt, so it shouldn't be granular so small. They would go and put in these Kirve Dagim Tameim, presumably they had some sort of effect like a glue of some sort. Kept it together as ein grois shtick, and therefore don't eat from it if you're taking for nachtoim shibaroimi because of the non-kosher fish sauce inside this shtick salt.
We had before yain in melach.
Yeah.
There's a little bit more, but yain in melach also. They used to put yain. I don't know why. To make it stronger.
Okay. Tun rabbanan. Selat melach salkundris. Shchoira. We have now three views: Rameir, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel. Zuk timur. If it's black, asira, don't eat from it. You have to worry about the kirve dogim. Levon, if it's white, mutaris, then it's okay.
Oh, so it's white.
We'll see in a moment why. Divrame. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, levon asira. If it's white, it's usur. Shchoyer is mutaris. Pukfake. Rabbi Yehuda ben Gamliel, Mishim Rabbi Chanina, ben Gamliel, zuvazu asur. And the Gemara explains. That was the minig of these Nachtoimen in Rome, that when they put in these dogim tamayim, they used to use it from dogim levonim tamayim. And that's why you see that it's white salt. So according to Levana Asura, why is it asur? Because kibri dogim levonim tamayim uravimba. And the Rami Shchoyr Asura, because kibri dogim shchoyrim tamayim uravimba. That was the meaning in another place in Rome, that they put in the black ones. That's why it has such a black complexion. So the three-way machloik is which were they ma'ariv into the salt. Was it from the white fish, from the schwarze fish, from both? And that's the reason for the three shittas of here. There was a zokin echad, says Rashi, a goy that lived in our shkuna, in our neighborhood. She machlik paneh b'shumun chazir. Then not only did he go and put in the girve tagim tmeim, but he used to smear the salt to make it attractive to for advertising, for marketing. He would smear it with shumun chazir. Ah, look at this beautiful salt.
But of course, the lipstick have a problem today.
Okay, it's under masa. Harry Elu Asur. Fine. So now at the very end of the Mishnah, we repeat again what we said at the beginning of the Mishnah. If you go back to Lamed Hey and Hey, the Mishnah starts off, Hey, Levon Shemichon Asurin, Ben Yisurin Isra Hano. Neither Isra Chila, no Isra Hano. And then at the end of the Mishnah, don't forget, Harry Elu Asurin, Ben Yisurin Isra Hano. So that's already a clue. The fact that Rabbeinu HaKodesh repeated Harry Elu Asurin, obviously is coming to be mamayit something, because he already said it. Why does he have to repeat it twice? Zok Timor, I'll tell you why he repeated it twice. Lemute Mai. According to Chezkiel, Lamutei B'Yodua, Rabbi Yochanan Lamutei Murius Ugvina Beis V'Naiki Ustama Kremei. What does that mean? So you remember we started off today the daf. We didn't start at the top of Lamed Tes. We started on the bottom of Lamed Ches Amid Beis. If you turn back to Lamed Ches Amid Beis by the question that they put in Yayin, said our Mishnah, Usabachila Mitriba, no, Amachiskeloi Shuni Yalish Darkon. The derech was to put in Yayin. But be Yadua, it's also a filba no. Oh, Dosok gets going back to Argibar, Lamute Maila Chiskia, Lamute be Yadua. That if you know for sure that you poured in wine, that somebody poured in wine, then it's also filbano. It's Hari Elu. Those that we mentioned in the Mishnah are mutribano because it was only darkon lost the toichen yai. But it was biyadua. Then avad it's also filbano. It's lamute biyadua. But Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that way because Rabbi Yochanan said even biyadua it's mutribano. And you remember the reason is because it goes leibud like we spoke before, and people don't go and drink the pickle water. Good. So what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Lamute murius ugvinis beisu naiki ustamik reme. Because back on Daf Chav Tes Amid Beis, we had a machloikis between Rav Meir and the Chacham, the Gabi Murias. Murias is that fish hash that we keep on talking about, with the chashash is that they poured in some wine. And then we had the beisu naiki, there was a special gvina. Why is that gvina different than all other gvinas? We had five or six different reasons in the Gemara. One of the reasons was that called Malkiyah, that they smeared it with the Shuman Chazer, just like we said by the salt now. Correct. Ah, so back in that Mishnah, we had a machloikis. If you go back to Chav Tes Amid Beis, and the Mishnah starts at the very top, if you go down a bad quarter of the Amud, you see how Murius and Gvinus based on Nike. Says our Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan, he cannot say the same terrors with the Darkon, with the Yodua, because Rabbi Yochanan argues with Cheskia. So he said nothing to do with the question that we just spoke about, but rather it has to do with the Murius and Gvinus based on Nike. The what did the mayor say? It's Asur and the Isur and Isur Hano. So that's why the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hay says, Eilu, those that are oskerechend, enumerated in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Hey, are only asabachila mutter bano. Lemutei, Murius, Igvin is based on Nike, they're going to the mayor, are not only asabachila, but even asar beha.
No.
So that's the reason why he had the Hari. Zok the Mishnah. The Eilu, and the following, Amutorim Bachila, you buy it from a goy, and you can even eat, really. Cholav shechol v'yavichom, v'yisrael re'eyu. If you have a, like today, all the dairy companies, yeah. If you have a mashkiach that is there, like all the kosher chul of Yisrael, the Yisrael doesn't have to milk the cows themselves. He just said, Yom HaGabal, yes, then it's kush of Yusha, nothing to worry about. He was going to say, the why do we even need to mention it? As the Yid sees that he's scratching out the milk from a cow, and not from a pig, and not from a horse. So what's the shayla? We'll talk about that shortly. Dvash, same thing applies to Dvash. Honey, again, what would be the shayla about honey? We'll see in the Gemara. Va'duv devanias. Duv devanias often are, they call cherries or berries or something, but here Rashi says it means a cluster of grapes. Ishkoyle shalanov. Avo bishem enatfim, even though they are draining, meaning oozing grape juice from the grapes, eimem mishem hechsher mashke. Now, according to our girsa, it sounds like by the grapes, there's no shayla barachili. You're not going to buy grapes from a goy. And even if the grapes are oozing out some liquid, who cares? You're allowed to buy that. The only shayla is the gabi, whether it's machshir or not. But of the honest, av bishem natvim, even though you have the oozing of the liquid, it's not machshir the kabel tumah. Why? Because got yutan, a yutan has to be nichola. He doesn't want all this liquid to ooze, and therefore it's not machshir the kabel tumah. That's a poshim shot. However, others have. It's a chori bissel shver because you're starting off the Mishnah Ilmu Torah Bachila, and then you tell me here we're talking about Hechsher Mashke. Yeah. That has nothing to do with Achila, it has to do with Hechsher for Tumah V'Tahara.
Yeah.
So others say, Taka, that there are two chashas. Chash number one, that when I go and buy grapes from a goy, and they happen to be in a large container, and I see that there's a lot of juice on the bottom, maybe the goy poured in a little bit of wine to make it more geschmack. You'll eat the grapes and say, oh, it really tastes so good, and da-da-da-da. So you have to worry about putting in some wine. Zuktin Zimishnah, you don't have to worry about it because any liquid on the bottom of the container is presumably from the oozing of juice because they were settling there in the container, and that's why this is not Tziki Kibben that they went. You don't have to be told that they poured in grape juice or wine from another source. And then they add a vav in the gears of the Mishnah. Hadub the honest, Avashim and Atvim, the Ein Behen, or the Afu Bishim and Atvim. So therefore, it's both the Gabi Hilchas Achila. You can eat the grapes even though it's wet on the bottom, as well as it's also not machshir. And we'll see in the Gemara the reason is because it's loy nichale. We'll see shortly. Ukvashim she'ein darka lesli toichin yayin v'choymet. It's the same as the previous Mishnah. The previous Mishnah was kvashim she'darka lesli toichin yayin. He was talking about preservatives, pickles, whatever, that you don't pour in wine. If you don't pour in wine, it's what to machila. V'tirish ein a trufa. Tirish, remember trufa, we said that they took a large fish and they minced it into small little pieces. He was talking about tirish ein a trufa. You bought the fish and it wasn't minced into small pieces. There were big pieces of fish and you could see l'chayr the simanim on it. Or you knew that this is a kosher fish and you don't have to worry that they mixed in other fish as well. Because ein a trufa, it's big slices, it's not little pieces. V'tirish yesh ba doga. The Mishnah leaves out the key word doga kilbis, which we had in the previous Mishnah, that doga kilbis happens to be a non-kosher fish, but it only likes to go and swim in kosher yoach, or in kosher company. So what happens if you have a tzir? Sheyesh ba doga kilbis. Even though doga kilbis is a non-kosher fish, since it only likes the company of kosher fish, you can be sure that this tzir is kosher, otherwise the doga kilbis says, I'm out of here. I'm not going to get involved with non-kosher fish. The Allah shel chiltis. Before we talked about the court shel chiltis, that was the fruit itself that you cut with the non-kosher knife, and we had the sharpness of the knife and the sharpness of the fruit. We discussed that with Rabbi Yosef at length. Here we're talking in Chos V'Neir, exactly. Here we're talking, Ula, we're talking about the leaves. The leaves of a chiltis, you didn't need a psagrois knife. You could probably just break it off with your fingers. It's just a leaf. So therefore, you didn't have that chashash of the cutting with the knife. V'zeisi gluskois hamigugal. These are zeisim, which are like a gluska. A gluska is like usually gluskiyofa. Gluskiyofa is by chumetz in psuchim. Here we're not talking about gluskiyofa. This is just a borrowed term that the zeisim are compacted like a cake. Even today, you can go and buy dates, dates. Zame gekvetch. Here you can go and buy.
Nachum. Also, Mark Sibis. Also, it's so.
Yeah, that's the Ilunas you can have. Yeah, very good. Beautiful. Yeah, good.
Okay,
fine. Anyway, Zaysim Gluskois and Gugolim, that they are round cakes of Zaysim. You don't have to worry about any problems. Rabbi Yoisiyoim Hashlochin Asurin. Vusmait Hashlochin Zitashi, Mefarish Gimur. Mechim will see what that means, what it's referring back to the Zaysim, the Gimur Mefarishla. Then it continues on. Hachagovim,
Hagovim. This is Asurin.
Avada. But what's the reason why it's Asurin? So we'll all have mention patience for tomorrow afternoon, because it's Memo Medbeis, second part of tomorrow's daf. Minas Lula. What size Minas Lula? Zagrashi Hanim Korim Bisal Lefnei Hachenveni. That they're in the store, on the shelves, in the baskets, and you want to go and buy from these Zaysim, if they happen to be, or the Chagovim, Heishrikin, grasshoppers, Haboy Minas Lula, if they come from the basket, those are Asurim. When a heftik says Rashi means from the storage house. You still have in storage. You didn't put it out yet on the shelf. Those are mutar. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, because I'm concerned about these chagovim. To make them more appetizing, they would go and pour wine on them. And of course, the wine always has the problem of stam yenim or yain nesach. That's a problem.
In the goyish stores.
Everything is stored in the goyish store. And mutar bachil. All of these things you bought by anyway, menaheftig means that they were still bikinis in the storage house. The storage house, since they're not being marketed yet on the shelf, they didn't put the wine. Probably if you put in the wine, it'll probably soon become rancid, it'll soon become theft. So therefore, when they put out Nayas Choyer, then they put the wine on. But if it's from the storage, it's what? V'chein l'truma, the same thing gabi truma. What does that mean? Zuk Rashi, Mefarish b'gemar mitchum, we'll learn. Tomorrow's after the next stop. Zuk t'migar. We started off l'gabe, a goy that was milking his cow, and the Yisrael Roy Eyu is Kusha. Tanino Atan Rabbanu, we talk out of Raisa, Yoshvi Yisrael, but Sar Edroi Shal Oiv Chavim, Voiv Chom Choylev Loi, Umevi Loi, Veine Choyshish. The Yisrael is Yoshiv. He's sitting there, but Sar Edroi, next to the flock, next to the corral, whatever, of all these milking animals, and the Goy is milking in front of him, he gives him no Choyshish. Veitim Hechidami, explain to me what are the circumstances. If the only thing that he has on his farm and in this corral is Nogavazin Kushrakin, kosher cows, Napshita. If he had taka horses and he had pigs and stuff like that, Samai. So why, if he says Yoishiv there, so he doesn't see what's going on, maybe he's taka going to bring milk from something else. He taka does have some horses there. When he stands, when the Yisrael is standing next to the Edrish, he sees what the goy is doing, whether he's milking the horse or milking the cow. But when he sits down, he doesn't see him because he's out of sight. So since he sees that the yid is sitting there nicely and he's looking into his daf and he's chazring the daf, etc., etc., so he figures he doesn't see what I'm doing. He'll squeeze out some milk from the horse. Kamash Balan, given the Chikoi, since if the Yid, if and when he stands up, Chazilah, he sees what's going on. Isus Emir says, Dachnoivis. He says, oy, 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 I'm going to ruin my reputation. You're going to see I'm taking from the horse. It's the same idea, same old salt smith. But Vash. And we send the Mishnah, you're allowed to go and buy honey from the guy. Pray tomorrow. There's no shalas. I'm worried about he's going to go and pour in some non kosher wine. This is sorry, then the whole thing is stinking. In other words, if you try to mix honey with wine, you see that it's not a good mixture.
No.
That you're worried that maybe he went and cooked the dvash, and when they are, Bishal Arkin, Nechel Kamo Shulchai, like we learned yesterday in the Gemara, that Nechel Shulchai, then it's okay. You can go and eat dvash without cooking it, so even if you cooked it, Kunish. Hey, Mishab Gilai Vichav, then maybe he cooked it in a non kosher container, but it's Tamil of Gamu, Umutta, like we said already numerous times, if it's not Bar Yoimai, it's not a problem. Bar Dubdivanius, Avo Bishim, and Atvois, Amen, Mishum, Hechsher, Mashke. Again, the Dubdivanius, we're talking about the grapes. So in our mission, it says you don't have to worry about Hechsher. Or many haboitzel gas. If you took out grapes to the gas, which means to the wine press, shami oimer, and you see that they're dripping with grape juice from the bottom of these grapes, huksha, they're ready mukshel kabutum. Hil oimer loy huksha, they're not mukshel kabutum. But eventually, oidle hil the shamai, hil eventually changes mind. He agrees to shamai. So therefore, everybody agrees loy huksha. So I'm sorry, huksha,
no,
huksha. Thank you. Is shami oimer huksha, but in the mishnah state loy huksha. So is our mishnah arguing with Shammai and Hill that said that it's Hoksha. So tomorrow the two separate cases. Hosum Kaboy Leila Mashke. Hokhle Kaboy Leila Mashke. Why is the Yid buying these grapes? Is he buying the grapes because he wants to have delicious grapes at the end of the meal for a kompot or whatever? He wants to eat grapes. So he doesn't need the mashke. If anything, the mashke, as soon as he gets the grapes, he goes and dries them so that the mashke shouldn't go and spoil the grapes. He doesn't want the mashke. So therefore it's Loinichale. It's Loinichale. Therefore, it's not machshir. Here he's boitzel gas. The reason why he's taking these grapes to the wine press, he wants to make wine, and he's delighted that it starts oozing already before you get to the wine press. That means it's going to go so much more quickly because the mashke is already coming out on its own. Maybe even get a discount in the price because of the fact that it's already. So ezach nichale, then it's machshir lekabel toma. So with this, we finish the daf. I'll just tell you a very short story about the Melitzer Rebbe. When I was a yingler living on the west side, there was a Melitzer Rebbe, Zeicher Tzadik Levrucha, who had a shtibel. It geheißen Reb Yitzchak Horovitz. Er gewesen einikel finnem of Tuli Rapschitzer, Zeicher Tzadik Levrucha. And he was a Groyse Elachid. He came to America in the 1920s. In the 1920s, there was no such thing as Chuliv Yisrael milk. They didn't even have Kahal milk. Anybody remember Kahal milk for years ago?
No.
Nishkat Kahal, Nishkat Golden Flow, Nishkat Kadvash. I'm sorry?
JJ.
Okay. Nishka Schnalz and Nishka JJ and Nishka Kahal milk. Goodish. So his son told it, Nebuchadnezzar Levaya. He said, Man Tata, every single Sunday he used to go from the west side to, I don't remember, either to Wilhelmsburg or the lower east side by subway. He took in his hands two large, heavy milk containers, which were empty, of course. He went to the only remaining farm at that time, Lower East Side or Wilhelmsburg, I believe was owned by a goy, and he would be the mashgiach, and he would watch as the goy was milking the milk. Then he would take these two heavy-duty metal containers onto the subway back to the Upper West Side, and you couldn't just start drinking. What you had to go and do is you had to go and pasteurize it. You had to homogenize it. I got into this. And they didn't have refrigerators back in the 1920s and 1930s. So they had fresh milk on Monday, still something left on Tuesday. By Tuesday afternoon, it was already going downhill. So they took whatever milk was left, they churned it into butter or into cheese, and they had that until the next Sunday. The next Sunday again, he went out. And he said about his father that throughout the week, if he ever wanted to have a vas, a kava, what he would do, he would take the vas, fin, and ay, in other words, the white of a raw egg, et gemachta shnai, he would go and beat it until it became like a snow. He would take that snow and he would put it into the shvarz, a kava. Yeah, it's a kava. That was his musig of having milk throughout the week. It was really, it wasn't milk at all. It was part of a, from that. We don't know the Mesidus Nefesh from it. Rabbi Yisai Mechim, to be continued tomorrow, roughly at 7:45 by Zoom. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlacha Rabbah.